ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Jasper Carrot.
My ambition to perform with Katie Boyle. Come on, now behave yourselves now, it's a live show, right? And that's the royal box there, look, the royal box. Look like the Muppets or something. Do they let you bring your drinks in?
No.
Don't they? No. You miserable devils. Let them bring their drinks in. Shame. Oh, dear. I've got this mole, you know. Right. It's making hell of a mess of my garden. It's strange, really, because, like, I bought a house out in the country about a couple of years ago, and I inherited this mole, right? And, like, well, being Birmingham-born and bred, you know, well, you don't come across a lot of moles in Birmingham, to be honest. Like, found a mole in Birmingham, they'd eat it. You know? And then we bought this house, like, and this mole... This mole has driven me mental. I tell you, like, if ever I cup hold of it, I'll bury it alive. I tell you. The mess they make, it's feel like I spend hours on my lawn rolling it and cutting it, you know, and getting it all level. And you wake up next morning, like, zits all over your lawn. Tried everything to get rid of it. Well, the thing is, I mean, first of all, you think, oh, mole, get rid of the mole. So you go along to the hardware shop and you say, can I have a mole trap? See, sensible. And they sell it you with one of those knowing he'll-be-back smiles. You know, and you give them like a, no, I won't. And the mole trap's like a big metal thing, you know, and you have to, and you have to bait it with worms. Yeah, you know. I use spaghetti, I hope they wouldn't notice the difference. So I got this trap and baited it with worms and things, and I put it into the run and covered it all over. So the mole came along, right, and ate all the worms and shoved the trap out the way. That's not playing the game, is it, really? No, no. And I tried it for about 4 or 5 months, you know, like, and like the mole just got immense. Like, he stopped digging because I was feeding him all the bloody worms. So I went back to the hardware shop and he gave me his... and he sold me a box of fireworks... Right, and called mole smoke. Yeah, and they're like Roman candles, you see. And like, what you do, you light the end, and you stick it down the hole, you see. Like, and the smoke, which is heavier than air, lies in the run, is poisonous, and kills the mole. No, it doesn't. The moles love them. Oh, you can hear them. I've got a purple one. And after a while, you develop a mole twitch, you know, like in... Have you got a mole? And people have got these loopy ideas how to get rid of moles and things, and they always start... The thing is, you're such a mental state, you accept them all, you know, and they always start off by saying, like, there's only one way to get rid of a mole. So I was there, and this bloke says, there's only one way to get rid of a mole. He says, you've got to shove garlic and mothballs down the holes. They don't like the smell. Really? Yeah, it never fails. So I was there, 4 ton of the stuff. They ate the lot completely. Oh, he meant bigger mole hills, you know. This other bloke comes, he said, there's only one way to get rid of a mole. He says, you've got to buy those little wooden windmills from Woolworths. What? And I don't know, you know, those long wooden stick things, and it's got a plastic bit on the end which whirs round in the wind. He says, and you get one of them. He says, you stick it down the middle of the molehill till the end gets in the hole. He says, and when the wind sends the wordy bit round, it vibrates the stick and the noise scares the mole away. I stood for it. I stood for it. I had 200 of them in me lawn. First gust of wind blew the fence down. Boom. So it was just a while. When I finally gave up, it was a while ago. And I was in the local boozer, you know, and I was in the bar area. All the yokels come in, and I was sort of having a pint. And this bloke came in, you see, and he came up to me. He said, "Here, I hear you've got a mole." Yeah, yeah. "Oh, there's only one way to get rid of a mole. Blow its bloody head off." See, what sort of... He said, "No, with a 12 bore." I said, "I've never seen the thing. How am I going to shoot it?" He said, "Oh, cost you a night's sleep, mind." Yeah, he said, "Yeah, what you've got to do," he says, "you've got to stay up all night in your garden." He said, "When it's quiet, Moley likes it nice and quiet. He starts digging. When he starts digging, he starts throwing his earth up on your lawn. When he's doing that, he's only half an inch from the top. Get you old 12 bore, line it up. Boom! Deader." I said, "It never fails? Never fails." I said, "Right, where can I get a 12 bore?" He said, "Oh, you can borrow mine for a fiver." Okay. So he came round, this was on a Sunday, strangely enough, and he bought this great big 12 bore, you know, and a great big box of cartridges, like enough to do a bank raid, you know, immense. And so it was like 11 o'clock, right, 11 p.m. on a Sunday night, and there I was, I got this great big 12 bore, and I'd strapped a torch to the barrel. Clever, huh? So he strapped this torch to the barrel, and I got a revolving stool, you know, and I was, and all the neighbours are watching him. What's he doing? I don't know. Imitating a lighthouse. So I was there, like, it was about 3 a.m. in the morning, you know, like I'm on this stool. And suddenly I heard ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. And there was this earth coming out on top of my lawn, about 5 yards ahead. I got me 12 bore. Bye-bye, Molly. The thing is, I know this sounds stupid now, but I'd never fired a 12 bore in my life. Boom! I'd flew 10 yards off my stool and shot all the apples out my tree. I was furious. I was possessed. I was in... Baboon! 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 Baboon, come here, you little basket! Baboon! 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 The garden was like the Somme. Baboon! 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 There was this blue flashing light. These two coppers standing there like... "What are you doing, carrot?" "Mole catching." So they wandered over, you know, and I took him inside for a drink. And always popular, that. And the one guy was very sympathetic because he'd had a mole. And he sort of said, he understood, you know, and carry on, but, like, be quiet. Bloody great 12 ball. So now I'm looking for a 12 ball with a muffler. If you can help out. But they do, they send you bonkers. They really. Whew. I mean, it's there now. Dig in. My garden. But they've got me beetroots now. What's on tonight? Beetroot? Oh, great. Oh, I love beetroot. It's not as good as mothball and garlic, is it? Oh. And then fireworks, we can see what we're doing. Yeah, that's right. It's bloody noisy up there the other night, wasn't it, eh?